Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. My name is Tristan.
I'm Mish. What are we talking about today, Tristan?
Today, I figured we could talk about some of these posts I've seen online. And one that I really wanted to get your opinion on, or at least your side of that, you know? Because I felt like, especially the first one, was kind of like a real masculinity thing and a whole ego situation. But basically, the man... I guess they were, well, pretty sure they were married, and the wife's parents were coming over for Christmas dinner, and she happened to feed the wife. Well, the wife happened to feed her father before him, right? And obviously he was very upset about that, because there's the whole situation of the man being head of the household, paying all the bills, and how he should get the first meal, right? So first off, that was the first half of it. What do you think about that?
Well, guests always get fed first. That's like the rule of like hosting, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Guests always get fed first. And honestly, I feel like parents should come before partner. Unless you have like a bad relationship, because they raised you, you know. You would always pick your family probably before your spouse. Like, there's no doubt about it, you know. Like, usually, you know how when you're in a car with like your mother and your wife, you can't tell your mother to sit in the back. There's no way.
Yes, you can.
You can, but usually it's just like, yo, that's my mother. You know, yeah. If my mother wants to sit in the front, what am I going to do?
Well, okay, so from that, I have actually thought about that before. I'm thinking more of a, like, that's your partner now. That's the person you're going to spend. Even though, yes, that is your mother. If I came from my home and my wife is in a passenger seat already, I'm not going to, like,
yeah, that's kick her different, out. Yeah, different. But, know? Like, if you, they're both, like, you're all going somewhere together.
That's, I think that's still, it's weird in that situation. I think at that point, like, if I'm already living with my wife, most likely she's just used to the whole
passenger seat.
Yeah, so naturally she would just automatically go to the passenger seat. Right now I don't regularly drive, so I don't really think my mother would just get in the passenger seat like that. And at that point, I think it would be more of a, if she decided to sit in the back, but I would have my mother sit in the back, you know, in that situation, just because we live together. Most likely we've been driving and she's been sitting next to me. If it's like, oh, I haven't seen my mother in like a year, which I don't think that would ever happen. But at that point, maybe I'd be like, hey, let my mom sit in the front, so I could talk to her, see her, blah, 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 you know. But in that situation, I think I'm a little bit indifferent, where I don't think I would have my mother in the front. But continue.
My mother would never care to sit in the front. She's more of like, I'll sit in the back.
My grandma.
And like stare out the window into God knows what else she wants to do. She's like, I don't want to be in the front. I don't want to have to deal with directions, this, that, and the third. So she would never ever asked.
And that's the thing too, like, I do not love my mother sitting in the front when it comes to me driving, because she really tends to nitpick, and I guess directions, she's not bad at directions, but there's a reason why I give directions on a long trip, you know. She's not a directions person. So in that situation, no. But yeah,
back to the dinner thing. I don't know. I was raised that guests always get fed first, and same. It usually goes in like age order, unless like the children are getting restless or something. It usually goes in age order, you know, adults first and so forth and so on.
Yeah.
But you always feed guests first. But I guess it also, I feel like it was mainly like, it's his house, so he should have got fed first. Like, he should have been the first man to get fed, because it's not like he said she fed her family first. He said she fed her father first. Well, she could have fed the mother, whoever else was there, you know.
We'll get back to that part, but because, well, actually, we'll do it now. The second part, he couldn't find a fork. So that kind of insinuates that she fed the whole family.
Yeah.
And all the forks are gone at this point, which is the part where it would get a little bit different, you know. And I would say I was also raised in a family where you feed the guest first. Great. But I do, like, the more I think about it, it's like a, it's definitely like a type of guest type of situation where if you're the host, you should be making sure that your guests are settled in and that your guests are, you know, fed, because those are your guests. Yeah. That they got the utensils they need, the drinks that they need. And then, you know, you sit down, you start eating, or everybody has their plate set up. And, you know, once that one person starts taking out food, you go in a specific order. But now, it was a Christmas dinner, and that's where I think it got a little bit tricky for me, because at that point, it's a celebration, right? And it's not like a regular dinner.
Yeah.
It's a holiday. And at that point, like Thanksgiving, he would traditionally get the first plate. And I would think that for the holidays, it would be something like that, where you should get the first plate as the husband. But then it kind of collides with the whole guest eats first type of thing, you know? But on the other end, I guess it would also be like, that's her parents, you know? That's her parents. And if my mother was coming over, I would 100% feed them before I feed myself. And it kind of sounded like she didn't even get to eat herself. Like,
it did sound like that, but I mean, if you're going to have a dinner and mm-hmm. you know people are coming over, mm-hmm. you got to make sure you have enough utensils.
Because, oh, yeah. Big bags.
Like, how did you run out of forks? That's crazy.
Yeah.
How did you not have enough utensils for everybody? So you're like, I would definitely make sure I had enough, like, utensils, plates, and shit. But I'm, like, a over-preparer type. Mm-hmm. I'd rather have more than less. And then, you know, I'll worry about the fact that I have too much.
Yeah.
Instead of not having enough. Because now, you know, you got the situation that he was in where, like, had no fork to eat with. So he had to eat with a spoon or God knows what. Or maybe he waited for a fork. I don't know. Yeah. But also, I feel like, you know, it got a little childish, because how did you wait so long to eat that all the forks were gone?
Right.
Just because you didn't get the first plate
right.
from your wife. Like, if I'm hungry, I'm going to go fucking eat. Like,
right.
There's no way you as a grown man waited this long to eat.
Facts. Because, like, that would tell you that everybody else ate. Either that or you only had, like, 4 forks in the house.
Yeah.
3-4 forks. Max. Let's just say you only, because some people do, they're, like, minimalist, where they only have enough for exactly how many people's in the house.
Yeah.
So if you're gonna do 3 forks, and you know, the mom, father, and let's say Aunt Cindy came and she got the third one, now you're upset, right? But if you knew people were coming over, that's something you definitely should have planned for, because obviously you knew, and then dinner was, you know, it was on the table.
Yeah.
But yeah, like you were saying, if she's handing out the food, I am the type of person, usually when I'm at a party or an event, either I'm the one handing out drinks, or I'm making sure that everything is, like, going smoothly, as far as, like, either I'm on sound or I'm doing drinks or both.
Yeah.
I don't handle food and stuff like that. So usually with my family, it's always weird because somebody always gets me a plate, which I guess I am spoiled in that aspect. Oh, a boat is coming back.
Hello, focus.
I'm looking at the sea, by the way, if anybody. It's like a little bay. I don't know what these boats are for. Anyway. yeah, I am spoiled in that because my aunts, all my cousins, usually they would save me something, or if I didn't end up eating, it'd be like, you know, we'd go out and get something at the end of the day or something like that. So that's usually something I don't even worry about. And at this point, I guess I'm not really focused on eating first as long, just because they always save me a plate of what I want.
As long as you know you're going to eat.
Right. I'm going to eat at the end of the day. So it's not like, wow, If you didn't save me anything at all, like, that's just crazy, you know? But yeah, if it was a thing like that, I'd probably be handling drinks, not even worrying about eating until everybody got their plate ready, you know?
I'm oddly enough always at food. I don't know how that happens, but usually...
Oh, wait, before you say anything, let's hear a word from our sponsor. All right, back to the episode.
I don't know. I don't trust people. And I would rather get my own food just because I know, like, what I want specifically and what I don't want to eat. Because sometimes I get things that I don't want, and now it's just like, oh, you're not eating that. And I'm like, no, I'm not eating that. If somebody else wanted it, they could have it. But, like, why are you trying to make me feel bad because you put something on my plate that I don't want to eat, you know?
Yeah, I hate that.
So usually I want food, but it's only for me and my brother. It's just like, I get him food, I get myself food. It's just like the two of us. It's always the two of us. Because mm-hmm. everybody has, in my family, basically almost everybody has, like, their sibling.
Yeah.
So it's just like...
That must be nice.
Each set of siblings handles, you know, the stuff.
Yeah.
So usually I get myself food, I get my brother food, I get drinks, and I make sure we're good. And then, like, one of my cousins does the rest. But if it's a situation where I'm with my cousins, because usually I tend to be the youngest out of all of us, then somebody's always trying to feed me first. And they're just like, did you eat? And I'm just like, no, I didn't eat yet. Or, yes, I ate. I'm good. You're like, you want more food? I'm like, no, I'm good. Or, like, an aunt finds me and just like, did you eat? I'm like, I know you saw me get food like 5 minutes ago. I don't know why you're asking me that. I just eat. I ate. Like, I am okay. Or, like, are you thirsty? I'm like, my God, I promise you I'm okay. It's okay.
Yeah, so, I get that.
I mean, usually it's just like I handle my food or somebody's trying to feed me from the start.
Okay, because I guess it is from a guy's perspective, because I'm not the youngest in my family. That just wouldn't make any sense. But as far as, like, my close cousin situation,
yeah,
it's like I usually am the I'm the youngest there, and that's mostly because, you know, when we're growing up, there's, like, a big old age difference.
Yeah.
My cousin just turned 18, so that's a few years apart, right? Which means I grew up with those cousins for a few years before they came along.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's, you know, growing up, no, I wasn't the youngest, but in their eyes, I was always, I'm a few years after them. So, you know, I'm always the little cousin.
Yep.
And I have a lot of women in my family. So a lot of the time it's, they are always coming around like, did you eat? You want me to get you something to eat? Or if I go and I ask, I'm like, hey, can you get me some eat? Nobody really questions it. And they're just like, okay, sure. Or like, let me finish eating. Or, you know, sometimes if I'm bartending, I'm just hanging around, and then I turn around, somebody's handing me a plate. Which sometimes, I think only once it backfired, where, like, multiple people
tried to hand you a plate.
Yeah. But at this point, whole family knows I'm pretty much picky, and they're like, well, Tristan's not going to eat that. He's not going to eat that. And it was crazy how identical the plates were. But yeah, in that situation, I feel like, if anything, he should have just got himself something to eat. He blew it up. At the end of the day, he ended up leaving that night, and I felt like mostly
he
was
left because he felt disrespected.
Yeah, and that's like, at that point, I just felt like that was a whole ego thing, and he was bitching more than anything. And I do get some people's perspective, like, oh, I work hard, this is my house. But you're going to eat. You're still going to eat at the end of the day, number one. And number two, it is still your house. But that doesn't mean that you can't be a courteous host. They don't come to your house every day. You could just let them eat, you know? It's not like they finish all the mac and cheese and you didn't get shit. It's just, at that point, he was just bitching and he left for who knows what reason. Not like it was a regular event. Jim from work came over and she fed him first, you know? That was not the situation. Whatever. I don't know. You have anything else to say on the topic?
I feel like he definitely dragged that because it's kind of like if, let's say, my husband cooks, my future husband, however the fuck that might be, and like my mother comes, not even like his mother, my mother comes, you mm-hmm. know, like his family doesn't come to this celebration, but mine does. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, he feeds my family first.
Another mother's like, back, by the way.
Focus, like, how could I be upset, you know, because it's like, yes, she fed her family first. Mm-hmm. What if it was your family that she fed first? Would you still be upset? Right. I would want somebody who's respectful, like, in all situations. You feed, like, the guests or, like, the parents.
Yeah.
Even if it's, like, you don't necessarily always feed the guests first. Those are your parents. That's your partner's parent, you know.
Now that you say that, I do kind of wonder if it had to do with it being her parents or if it was his parents.
Yeah.
Because there are times when people tend to, like, they act a different way when it's their parents.
Yeah.
So I do wonder if that, like, if it was reversed, would he still have felt disrespected, whatever? I guess in the same, like, his mom might have ended up giving him a plate there or something. I don't know. Who knows? But, yeah. I don't even think in that situation, our parents probably would be, like, get him a plate first, because my aunt are always like with my cousins
with partners husband.
Yeah, it's like get them a partner. Yeah, it's always like that, so that would have been weird in our situation. That just would not have happened.
Honestly, I guess my mother wouldn't even be, I guess, you know. She'd just be like, you know, I'm just gonna come into this kitchen.
Yeah, my mom would be cooking dinner. Like, there's just no, you know.
And I then guess, even yeah. even though it's my house, my father would get fed first by my mother.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, Mom, is this not my house? This is definitely my house. But it's cool. I'm used to it by now. It's cool.
Yeah. Now, on another, I guess it's completely separate, but I was scrolling through Reddit. I landed on the Am I the Asshole subreddit. I love that subreddit. Sometimes they have some pretty hilarious things. Some of them you're just like, you're really not the asshole, but you know how people are when they get in their feelings about certain situations. And I landed on one that was saying, am I the asshole for calling my wife a terrible mother due to the way she treats her body during pregnancy? That was the title. And first of all, I just felt like based off of the title, the two don't necessarily correlate, in my opinion. Right, and I'm gonna say that before I get your opinion on that, because she could be a terrible mother and look great, and she could be an amazing mother and look what people would think is bad, you know. I guess bad, of course, is subjective, depending on the person. But I had to actually read through the post just to see what it says. But before I tell you the story, what do you think about that? Just off the title, first of all.
Just off the title, I feel like he's setting himself up for a lot of angry people, because he said how she treats her body during her pregnancy.
Right,
she's which is pregnant, entirely right. Labeling it as her. Everything about this is subjective to herself. So how are you going to tell somebody, like,
right,
how themselves, their own body, you mm-hmm. know? So the title alone is just like, you're setting yourself up for a lot of angry responses right. if people don't read the rest of the post. I don't know how the rest of the post is going to go, but
when you're looking through a lot of these posts, they are very long and you just want to read the title. And depending on how you set the title, instantly, you're either the asshole or you're not.
Yeah.
Right. And yes, you can go further down into it because we don't know the whole story, but just off of that title, you're the asshole, you know, in my opinion.
Entirely. You do not tell a pregnant woman any like what to do.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't end well.
And I don't really see how that, I guess off the title, I didn't really see how that really says bad mother, you know?
Yeah.
Now, off the title first, I would say, yes, you are the asshole. And after reading that, you'd probably say, you're still the asshole, but just a little bit less, you know?
What do you mean?
Because, again, wording comes into it. And, you know, when you're pregnant, you're probably dealing with a lot. And to have your partner think that you are a terrible mother, because they already have a child. Oh. And it seems that she's expecting two more, right? So, realistically, off of the title, it didn't make sense, because then you're thinking she's a terrible mother because of the pregnancy and she hasn't had a child yet, or she has a child and she's being a terrible mother to that child with her body. So it doesn't make sense in that situation. But basically, here's the story. They are quote unquote obsessed with fitness, right? And he's saying more so her than him. And you know, they're just working out together, which is great, whatever, right? They're expecting two daughters. And what happened is she's, I guess, trying to lose weight while pregnant, which kind of, I get it. You don't want to, some people, especially when you're, again, quote unquote, obsessed with fitness, you don't like how pregnancy deals with your body. And if she's having twins, you're going to get pretty big, you know? So basically, she's trying to lose weight, and she decides fasting is the way to go, right?
While pregnant? That's
while pregnant, not good. It's not. So, I guess there are ways that you might be able to do it, because, you know, nutrition-wise, I'm not a whole, like, nutritionist. So, I can't tell you, like, hey, that's just not good, because as long as you get your daily calories in, and especially what the baby would need, you should be fine, depending on how you take it. But he's saying that he was supportive of that. And, you know, while fasting, you're supposed to drink a lot of water. Apparently, she's not doing any of that, right? She wasn't drinking a lot of water. She wasn't eating as much. And usually when people hear fasting is you don't eat at all, you know? Especially with diets, you don't eat at all, and you just have a little bit of calories throughout the day. And he was pleading that this is unhealthy, that this is not something that you should be doing while pregnant. And when it came to Christmas, she didn't eat anything at all, right? Because the holidays is usually where people kind of overeat. I guess she tried to avoid that. So he called her a bad mother. And, you know, she took that wrong, of course, because, you know, you're pregnant, a lot of things going on. You tend to, who knows how you're going to take anything. You know what I mean? When your hormones are all over the place. Or maybe you're just in a bad mood. Who knows? She didn't take that well. She started crying. And justifiably so. Because you called her a bad mother. Like, that on his end still makes you the asshole for saying that. Because there are a lot of different ways he could have handled that. Right? But that's the gist of it. He but he was trying to be honest, and I think that was just too blatant of an honesty, and it just didn't go well for her. So now that you've heard that, what are you thinking?
Okay. I don't think he's an asshole for his concern.
Same.
But I do think he's an asshole for his approach.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what she's going through with this pregnancy. Maybe last pregnancy with their first child was different. You know, she handled everything differently. Each mm-hmm. pregnancy is different. And now, you know, she's probably more concerned with fitness and health, considering she's carrying two babies instead of one.
Right.
So I think the first approach would be, like, if she wants to fast, okay, but go to a doctor first to get her, like, put on, like, the right track mm-hmm. for what she needs to do in order to fast. And she's healthy and the babies are healthy. You know, everybody's good.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to fast, go nuts. But go to a doctor first so they can see what's recommended for you. So you know, like, okay, you can do what you want in a, like, a healthy, sustainable way.
Mm-hmm.
where, you know, you're not impacting your health and the baby's health. So I think he kind of brought up that concern and suggested they go to a doctor so, like, you know, could properly get an expert's opinion or, like, mm-hmm. multiple expert's opinions if she still does want to fast. But, like, you know, got to make sure she's drinking water. If she doesn't want to drink water, you got to encourage her. You're drinking water, get her some water too.
Yeah.
So she can get that water intake. She's barely eating. Anytime you're eating, you know, throw her a snack or something. Anything mm-hmm. to get her some food into her since she's not eating. But definitely go to a doctor first because he has no idea what she's feeling, what she's thinking. You know, she could be depressed about her weight and body.
Yeah, that's
and
probably a big part of it.
Is going, like, is negatively reflecting in the fasting because she's not eating at all. And, you know, with some fasting, is you're supposed to, like, eat between certain hours and eat certain things.
Yeah.
And then you stop eating. But she's not eating at all. So he really needs to, like, figure out what's going on with her mentally and take her to a doctor.
And I don't think, well, he didn't really specify, say, her meal plan, which did kind of suck because obviously she's eating something. We don't really know when. But that's another thing, too. When you're pregnant, usually you have a lot of appointments set up, and she has been skipping a lot of those because now he can't go with her because of COVID, and she just isn't going to her appointments at all, which is not very healthy for the because you never know what's happening in there, you know? Anything could happen on any given day, and the fact that you're not eating really could cause problems with the baby. And honestly, I don't know if that's something, is that something that could, like, have the baby develop, like, anorexia or something? I don't think that's gonna happen, right? Like, I don't think that's a possibility.
No, but, I don't think so, but the baby could be malnourished.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's two in there. You gotta feed two kids. Like, what if one kid is just getting all the nutrients?
Right, the other one's gonna consume.
If anything happens, she's just going to feel worse.
Oh, yeah. So that's the thing. Yeah, you don't know what she's feeling. You don't know what she's going through. But she doesn't really have a great relationship with her family. And she doesn't really have any friends. So it's really just him, his daughter, and his wife. And they are her only support at that point. And I don't know. I think it is definitely harder because then you don't know what to do. So it's going to be tough there. No idea what, I don't think that was the right way to handle it because then you're just making her feel bad for no reason. And I know that's not his intention, but that's definitely how it happened. And sometimes it's, I guess you get so frustrated that you just say something or you just want to be honest and you don't think how that's going to affect the other person. And I have that issue where sometimes I'm just, like, brutally honest, and then I realize later, like, maybe that just wasn't the way to go with it. But I see where he was coming from after I read that, and yeah, he's still an asshole, but it was coming from a good place. And there are some people out there that are just, like, assholes as far as you're getting too fat. I thought this was going to be one of those you're getting too fat situations.
Me too. 100% you know? Thought that. Like, but this man is genuinely concerned about his wife and his unborn twins.
Children, yeah.
I think since it is still COVID times, he should definitely find her a community
mm-hmm.
in which, you know, fitness moms who are pregnant or, like, people who are into fitness, mm-hmm. you know, who go on to pregnancies. Because someone somewhere has probably fast during the pregnancy yeah. in a healthy way. He should definitely find her a community that will help considering she doesn't have friends. And, mm-hmm. you know, you can't exactly go to support groups in these COVID times. So he right. should find her a community so she has people to talk to.
Right.
If she feels she can't talk to him because I guess, you know, it's different. He mm-hmm. he's not pregnant. He's,
yeah, he doesn't know what to
know,
do.
He doesn't know, but maybe she can find somebody who's been where she is, who has felt how she felt, and who can help her get through this in a better way.
Mm-hmm. Because there are part of it, he does want her to, he wants her to do like a whole therapy thing. He wants her to go to therapy and, you know, talk this out, find out what's going on. But therapy is hard. Not a lot of people are willing to do it or just want to in general. And I don't think she just, probably just doesn't want to. She probably thinks it's fine what she's doing. Who knows? But there are people, there are fitness moms that come out and they look like they're not even pregnant. But, you know, they're like 3, 4 or higher. Not 3, 4, but like closer to like 7, 8 months pregnant. And they just don't even look it. They just look like they're regular time
thick. Bloating.
Yeah, bloating type. But yeah, they're very healthy, you know. And I guess a lot of people do think, oh, pregnancy means you're going to gain a bunch of weight and blah, blah, blah. So a lot of people were ridiculing, especially the one mom that I saw. She looked very fit. And I'm talking about fit where you could still see her abs.
Oh my God, there's so much stigma for like fitness moms, like women mm-hmm. who work out during their pregnancy. And it's mm-hmm. like, oh my God, you can't take a break from your abs for 9 months for your child. And I'm like, you understand that they go to a doctor. They make sure what they're doing is mm-hmm. safe with a doctor before they do it. And you can't tell somebody that like the way they choose to keep themselves like motivated, fit, the lifestyle they chose because, you know, it's good for them to stop because you think they're hurting their baby.
Right.
Like, that just doesn't make sense. You know, if I want my fucking six pack mm-hmm. and my child is healthy inside of me, who the fuck are you to tell me what to do?
Tell me not to. Like,
are you out of your mind?
And 9 months is a very long time. Even if you don't do it the whole 9 months. Let's say you do it the last 4 months. Right? Because that's really where you start to, baby starts to grow.
Yeah.
4 or 5 months, let's say. So, at that point, it's like, you're still losing 4 to 5 months. And, especially when you up that consumption of food, you're really, really going to gain weight. And a lot of people, they don't want to, you know, and that's you. You don't want to gain that weight. And the reality, it's not like you're eating less food, but you don't have to overeat. And usually I've heard some people say like, oh, I'm pregnant, so I could just eat whatever.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, when you do that, your health really gets jeopardized, you know? And say my cousin through her pregnancy, she had like her blood pressure really went up. And now she has high blood pressure because she started out her pregnancy just eating whatever. And it's not like she was eating anything bad. She was just regularly eating and kind of up that.
Yeah.
So now, you know, when, first of all, she loves pizza. I would say as much as I do.
It's
probably a family thing because we all do love our pizza. And, you know, when we would go and buy pizza, we'd buy our own personal pies. And it's like, they would buy three because, you know, one each. And then the spillover.
Yeah.
So now, you know, you eat that and pizza by itself, so high in sodium and carbs. So when you up that amount, it's really crazy, especially when you eat a personal pizza. I wouldn't think that it would be anything less than, say, 1,000 milligrams of sodium, which is pretty much half of your daily allowance. So you're eating that for dinner. So, you know, that's something that I don't think she was really paying attention to, and she just didn't notice. So it's not like she was eating bad. It just, you take what you're eating and then increase it a little bit. And then with the whole like complication of childbirth, really kind of puts you at a disadvantage, you know? So I think at that point, if they want to be healthy, I would be all for it, you know, especially if you, there's a lot of people that just like being fit.
Sometimes it's not even about being fit. You know, for some people, it's better to work out during their pregnancy. They feel like they have more energy. Mm-hmm. Each pregnancy is different. If you feel like you cannot work out during your pregnancy, do not work out during your pregnancy.
Right.
If you see some other women working out, their pregnancy is different. Right. Don't let that make you feel any different about what you're not doing, because you're doing what you feel you can.
Right.
But some people, they just like, they feel better after working out, even while pregnant. And, you know, as the pregnancy progresses, they decrease the intensity of their workouts. Because mm-hmm. obviously, you know, it's different now. You know, being 1 month pregnant probably doesn't feel the same as being 8 months pregnant.
Oh, it can't. Because the first month, you don't even really realize
exactly.
It.
So it's just like, you know, let people do what works for them and, you know, what works for their baby.
Mm-hmm. And I do. Now, once I first saw that fit mom, fit pregnant lady, she was like 7 or 8 months pregnant. And when I tell you, like, she was, you couldn't even tell, I wouldn't even know. If I met her and she said she was pregnant, basically,
been like, what, 1 month?
Right. Because our bellies were pretty much identical. Mm-hmm. And you really couldn't tell, like, she didn't have a bump or anything. So it was just, I guess also, you know, different moms, the way the baby's position and everything, affects how your bump is. Some moms have like a pointy belly.
Yeah.
Some just have a round one. So I think they said boys give you like a pointy belly.
I think boys hang low.
Whichever one it is. So whichever one's the pointy one, like whichever one makes your belly pop out. Some women just have a different kind of baby growth, you know? So hers was just smooth. I guess the baby was just really lined up and she didn't have any excessive amounts of fat that was pushing the baby outward, which I assume that's how it would be. So since her body fat was pretty much low anyway, she just didn't have anything adding on to her stomach. And at that point, I really liked the idea because a lot of women do complain that, you know, oh, they can't move around, they can't bend down, they can't, you know, put on their shoes. And maybe she has her own struggles, of course. I don't know if maybe she still has the whole, like, can't put on her shoes properly type of struggle, but
maybe, or just, like, morning sickness, or, you know, maybe she's tired a lot.
Right.
No, you don't know. Some people can't tie their shoes. Mm-hmm. Other people, you know, they can't stop throwing up.
Right.
It's just...
And, you know, on the title, like, that's what I'm thinking, like, her exercising definitely would help with that whole being excessively tired, you know? And I thought it was a great idea. It definitely helps with being tired and just doesn't hit you the same way, you know? That's what I thought. It just sounded like a great idea. And whether you wanted to work out or not, I mean, it's your preference, it's your choice. It's just you at that point. You know, but back to him, I would say maybe she just wants to be fit and she wants to look nice and apparently it's just not working the way she wants to. And she thinks that fasting is the way to go and it could be really helpful. But I do get his concern. I would be very concerned if that is my child and, you know. Seems like you're not.
It's just a whole bunch of concern everywhere. My wife's not eating. My babies aren't getting fed. It's right. Just concern everywhere.
Right. Man, so who knows? He might think maybe she has some sort of depression postpartum maybe. But I don't know how old the way he said it. Because he was saying he was saying that, you know, she only has the daughter and the husband for support. Kind of sound like the first child was a little bit older, but we didn't get any age for the daughter. So it's unfortunate there, but yeah, I would say not the asshole, but you know, but before we end it, there was one more. This one was kind of like a quick little throwaway and it was that it was a Christmas gift. We talked about this a little bit. It was the daughter, right? She's gonna pursue, maybe not pursue it. maybe not pursue a drawing career, but she just wanted to get into art. So she asked her her parents for a iPad Air. You know, I don't even know if it was the Air. I think she just asked for an iPad. She said she was going to draw. So she asked for an iPad, and I guess with the pencil, and they got her an iPad Air with the Apple Pencil. Now, the Apple Pencil is already expensive. I think you said it was $100 or $150. What did you say?
I think, like, the minimum is at least $100.
Yeah, for a pencil, which is insane. But I did hear, like, there's a lot of good thing with, like, palm rejection and just the way the pencil works. So I guess if the technology fits. But speaking of the first Apple Pencil, the way you had to charge it, it was like the charger was on the back and you had to just stick it outside of your iPad. Like, basically you would have the iPad laying down and the Apple Pencil would be sticking out like a very long, super, like, for a $1 trillion company, I would think you guys would just, the Apple would just, you know, design that a little bit better, because there was just so many ways of either you pick up your thing and then you accidentally break it and now the charger is stuck in the port, or, you know, there's just so many ways that going wrong. Anyway. The iPad Air is what? Like $500?
Probably. I have no idea. I would say if it's a recent model,
like $500.
The lowest you would probably be able to get it is like $300, $400, the lowest. So it might be $500 and up.
Okay. So let's see if she did get a new one. Oh, because she did say it was the... Well, let's continue. So she got the iPad
and the pencil.
Air and the pencil. She was very happy about it. Like, very happy, apparently. She thanked them. I'm assuming she was jumping for joy, screaming. She did say she screamed, so I could imagine that. Screaming, jumping for joy and everything.
That happiness lasted about
2 seconds.
2 seconds.
Because
her sister opened her present, and she got an iPhone. What was it?
The iPhone 11 Pro Max.
Yeah.
Which is an $1,100 phone.
Based off of her post, she needed to let us know that it was that much money.
Yeah.
And that she was upset that her gift was nowhere near that much money. It was like a $600 difference. We also needed to know that.
Because she did the math, apparently.
She was not happy that her gift did not amount to her sister's. And she felt like she should have got more from her parents like her sister did.
Oh, so let's say, okay, so if it's a $600 difference, I'll be about $500.
Yeah.
But she left out the pencil because she did say excluding the pencil, it was a $600 difference. So
including the pencil is $500 difference.
Yeah.
Either way, she's upset that the gifts didn't match up in price, although that's the gift she asked for.
Mm-hmm.
But let us continue.
Now, it's really, like, it was kind of hilarious to me because off of the title, you could tell this was a spoiled brat situation, right? Because her title was, am I the asshole for being mad that my parents only got me an iPad Air for Christmas, right? And when you added the only in there, it's like, wow, you're the
Some
asshole.
Some people would love that as
right.
an only present. Shit,
right.
People would love the pencil as an only present. Like, what do you mean?
So the only there, just like, oh, boom, scream, spoiled brat. Number one. And the fact that you're thinking, like, wow, only an iPad Air, that's just wow. Off the title, I'm thinking spoiled brat, not even asshole, just spoiled asshole. There you go. And I'm thinking there's just no way for you to really redeem that. And
she made it worse.
She made it way worse.
She made it worse.
Because we went in there, like, as soon as I clicked the description, I was reading it and said that I want to make this clear. I'm not mad because they only got me the iPad Air. And then she went to explain the whole thing.
She's mad because the sister got a more expensive gift. And then she asked her parents, where was the rest of her gifts? And then proceeded to tell them they were the worst parents.
Imagine that. Imagine my kid turns to me and says, where's my other gift? I would be
upset. You would never get a gift again in your life. Are you out of your mind?
At that point, you're getting socks for Christmas for the rest of your life.
Your parents decided to support you in your drawing and got you the iPad. You got what you asked for. If your sister happened to ask for an iPhone, that's your fault for not asking for one. Your sister asked for what she needed. She got it. It's not like the sister got a bunch of gifts and you only got one.
You should be clear.
The sister got what she asked for. You got what you asked for. But she's only upset about her gift because of what her sister got. She didn't want more until she saw what her sister got, which is incredibly spoiled because you were happy until you realized your sister got something pricier. Because at the end of the day, you each got, first of all, you got two gifts. You got the pencil too. Your parents could have just bought you the iPad and told you, you know, find a stylist.
Like, figure it out, right? Now, first of all, not even that. If I was telling my mom back in the day, I told my mom I wanted to draw, can you buy me an iPad Air?
That would never happen.
No. My mother would buy me some. She'd go to Staples, buy me a whole stack of paper
and a sketchbook or something. And the
fanciest pencil she could find.
Yeah.
And tell me, here, draw. And that's really all you really need if you're going to draw anyway.
Because, unless you really want to get into digital art or something.
Yeah, of
like
course.
That,
if you want to get into it, yeah. Hell yeah.
Then, yeah, you would need, like,
something to actually be able to draw digitally. Yeah, of course. But yeah, at that point, like, they didn't have to do that, and they definitely didn't have to get you the pencil. They even threatened to, like,
refund the gift, which I think is totally reasonable because they got it for you.
It's not even reasonable. I would have just return that shit on site.
I would have just been like, give that shit right the fuck back to me. Yeah. You don't deserve it. And then she talked about how she went to her room and didn't spend the rest of the holiday with them because she was upset.
She didn't celebrate anymore.
And then what was the part about the sister to show who's really spoiled?
So, apparently she came to Reddit thinking that Reddit's going to have her back. You know how teenagers are. If you're always right, you're thinking people are instantly going to have your back on that. Because she's saying it's not fair. $600 difference. She was saying that basically she broke it down into iPads. And she was saying her sister basically got two iPads and she only got one. And in that, that's a weird comparison. Because your sister didn't get an iPad. She got an iPhone, right? And I get your point, like, oh, she got two iPads and I only got one. Stupid thing, and that's definitely a teenager way of seeing things. But basically she went to Reddit thinking that they're gonna have her back, they're gonna agree 100%, and
not a single person agreed with that. With the
and she
kid.
Was thinking like, oh, they're gonna agree, and then now they're gonna be able to see like who's the spoiled brat because the sister got something that was worth more, and in her mind that made her sister the spoiled one because her sister got more, quote unquote. But then that didn't happen. So, you know, a lot of people were like, no, you're the asshole. A lot of people were coming at her. She tried to get the mods involved to start like banning comments or whatever. And the moderators kind of just ignored her.
Well, they can't if the comment isn't against their guidelines, they're not gonna get rid of them just because it's not what you agree with. Like, even her friends didn't agree. Mm-hmm. She asked her friends and her friends said she should be grateful, and she should. And I feel like this is more of an issue with,
that's a you problem,
basically. I feel like it's an issue with her relationship with her sister, because there's no way you get a gift like that that you wanted and you're upset about what your sister got. More has to do with her relationship with her sister.
That's a good
and
point.
They need to figure that out because it's just going to be more problems going forward the older they get.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now that you said that, it kind of makes sense that it would be kind of like a resentment kind of situation.
Yeah.
Where she just doesn't like her sister and then...
Or now, she feels her sister gets the better things. But if that's what her sister asks for and that's all you ask for... Step your game up, girl.
Yeah, right. Like,
ask for what you
should
be
more clear.
So long
it.
As you want it. Because at the end of the day, I feel like she doesn't care about these things until the sister has them and then she wants them.
Yeah, she would have been perfectly happy as long as her sister got something cheaper.
Or the same price.
But who knows?
Who knows? Because her sister could have got like something the same price and she like did more and now she's still upset.
Yeah.
So she really needs to figure out her relationship with her sister. They need to figure that shit the fuck out because the entire post was about the sister.
Yeah.
Like, forget the parents. The entire post was about the sister.
Yeah, like, yeah, my sister got this and like it's not fair that she got two iPads and I only got one. And I think it's like when it comes with siblings, that can be an issue sometimes because I guess on the parents' part too, they could have probably expected that. When it comes to kids, they don't like sharing, right? And not only do they not like sharing, but kids always feel like maybe you don't love them as much as you love the other child. So for her to have gotten something that's worth like less than half of what her sister got, quote unquote, even though that's not really it, she felt unloved there. And maybe she's jealous of how the sister is, because you know, sometimes you have a popular sibling and a not so popular sibling. And it could be like, oh, the sister always gets what she wants and, you know, she's upset about that. Could be something like that. We don't know the whole dynamic. But for you to ask, like, are you the asshole? Yes, you are.
100%. 1,000%. There's no way this situation ends up in your favor because right. you are ungrateful for right. what you got.
Like, big facts.
You were completely ungrateful for what you got.
I don't see how you would
not be the asshole in this situation.
That's just really...
Like, shit, can I have your parents? Like,
right.
A hug?
Because your parents just dropped, like, $2,100. Is it 21? No. Let's say $600 for the iPad 11, so $1,700, right? Total. Or probably a little more or less, depending on, like, if they got AppleCare and all that. $1,700. And basically, I mean, that's a lot of money. And it's not like, I don't know. That's just something like, I wouldn't even want to ask my mother for that. Not like my mother wouldn't go out of her way to get it. I know she would. But at the same time, it's just like, I can't look at you and... Basically, I couldn't do what she did and be serious. Because, like, the whole, like, looking at her parents and, like, where's my other gift? That would have been the highlight for me. I would have took her to the store and have her say, I want to return this item. You know what I mean? That was just, that was too much. But that's going to be the end of our show. And just to recap, I do like a lot of these Reddit stories. So I think a few of those...
will be about Reddit.
Yeah, we'll talk about, because people have such interesting lives and such weird views. So a few of them, I would want to know what you think, and maybe people would find that interesting, but hopefully you do. Thank you for listening.
Please like, subscribe, leave a comment about what you think about this, what you